Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I cut up 508. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg at some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new survey found that optimists consistently outperform pessimists when it comes to saving money.
Okay.
But really only when they're hard up for money, as it were. If you're down on your luck and your money is low, the optimists do better than the pessimists.
I can believe that.
Right.
Makes sense.
If you have an optimist,
I got nothing to lose. I'm going to get this last pack of smokes.
Exactly. If you've got a pessimistic view, you're kind of just submitting to this being the end of it.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose.
Whereas if you're an optimist, it's like, no, it's going to work itself out.
Save this quarter.
Yeah. A new study found that taking semaglutide could reduce your risk of dementia in half. Nearly in half, at least.
Where do you get glutide?
Semaglutide.
Semaglutide.
I believe that's in, like, Ozempic.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, shoot me up.
Yeah, right, let's go.
I'll lose 20, you know.
Can you take it any other way?
Skinny and healthy.
You've got to be able to take it in another way.
Right, just as a direct thing instead of all the Ozempic stuff.
I wonder if there's got to be some sort of, like, a natural way to get doggone semaglutide.
I'm sure they'll figure it out if it cuts Alzheimer's in half and you're going to tell people that.
Right. I don't know, man. It's a medication that belongs to a class of drugs called the glucagon-like peptide receptor. Okay.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah. Duh. I went to science class. New research has found that extreme heat could turn good gut bacteria into a serious threat for seniors.
Jeez, man. All right, what's up with the gut bacteria?
I don't know.
I thought if we just left it the hell alone, for the most part, it looks out for its kind of
thing. No, we can't leave it alone, man. We need to constantly be looking at it and nurturing it.
So I will say it's also kind of weird as it's like extreme heat. Like, have you hung out with the elderly? They love it hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's cold all the time, man.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Constantly cold.
Damn bone.
Is it cold in here?
Yeah, what is extreme heat? Like, what is the temperature of my gut health going to turn on me?
To where the old people are hot.
Right.
What do women always have a problem with the temperature in restaurants? You ever notice this?
No.
You ever heard a guy go, oh, man, freezing cold in here. Too hot in here. Never heard that in my life.
No.
Until I got married.
But I'll say women run colder
too
than men.
Too hot, I will say.
Too hot you been in?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. But too cold, it would have to be frigid. But I would say a lot of places in the summertime just keep the restaurants colder.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, like, you just got to know. Like, I've dated girls. I mean, or even just my mom's. Like, just bring your hoodie or bring a sweater.
Yeah, bring a sweater.
You're going to be cold. Yep.
It's like the movie theater. Like, bring a sweater. You're going to freeze your ass off.
She asks me every time we're going to go walk the dog, do you think I need a jacket? Yes.
I'm always like, do you think you need a jacket?
Right. I will carry it if you don't need it. That's how much I'm willing to bet on the fact that you need a
just
damn jacket.
It.
Right. I'll haul it for you. I'll be the mule. Bring the damn
jacket.
I mean,
look, I was in Vegas last year when it was 117. And somebody's like, bring a sweatshirt. And I was like, why? And they're like, oh, they keep it ice cold in that sphere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I believe it.
Which was lovely. I did not wear a sweatshirt. I was like, this is great. Yeah.
There's a fingerprint that was discovered in Spain that is 43,000 years old, and experts say there's only a 0.3% chance that it was there by random chance, indicating an intentional placement by a Neanderthal.
Huh. Wonder what he got popped
for. So I think it's like an... Oh. They thought that it was some sort of intentional artistic expression, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
You know, it's a Neanderthal. This is a 43,000-year-old individual. This is our earliest sign of human life on this planet, as far as, you know, us having, you know, being up and conscious and whatnot. So that could actually be, like, the original painting, as it were.
I'm convinced the mark.
I think it's law enforcement. Grab my spear.
Wait. Over here. Push.
Put your finger in the mud. Okay.
Okay. The fact that
I'd ask you to pose for a photo. It's going to take a while because we have to do it in a cave wall.
The fact that it survived 43,000 years and never washed off, never faded, never eroded.
And they knew what it was.
Right. That they could look at that. That's a fingerprint. Hasn't changed in 43,000 years. A growing number of countries are failing to provide and publish accurate census data.
Well, it's probably just hard to get it.
Yeah, could be.
Is there a reason why you would not want accurate data?
Well, I don't know if it's so much the countries themselves, but Miles would tell you, like when you're going through West Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're doing census stuff and you got these people, I don't let the Fed, I don't trust the Fed, get off my property, do not care while you're here.
I will release my dog on you.
Right. Yeah. So you get certain pockets, and it's probably true of all countries, because people are kind of the same everywhere, so I'm sure there's pockets of every country where it's like, don't come here.
No. When I worked for the Census Bureau in 1990, there are people then so paranoid about you giving the government any information.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, man, it's honestly just a head count of your household. Right. That's all it is.
But
if you don't trust it,
ain't going to work.
Yeah. Because it makes sense. This is stuff that I normally keep secret from a lot of other people. I ain't telling
them. Knocking on my door.
To be honest with you, they're probably right. There's probably is crap they're taking from you that they shouldn't be.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just the way the damn thing
they
works.
They are going to exploit it in some way, shape, or form.
Somehow they're going to end up, they'll find a way to screw you over.
Sure.
I mean, it happened to Google when they invented Gmail.
What do you mean?
Like, Google was very strict of, like, we're not giving out this information.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. And then eventually somebody goes to the servers and they're like, what is this? And it's just, governments just can't help themselves. If you collect that much information, they're going to get it.
They want it. Right. Yeah.
Correct.
Google probably didn't even know.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't. When they invented, like, they found it. Somebody obviously put the software in there, but they didn't.
Make a backdoor. Someone I know kind of works in this field. It's probably the best way to put it, but he just said, like, you can be as paranoid as you want. We already know.
Sure.
But 99.9% of the population is not of interest.
Right.
It's like, if there's a reason for us to really delve into your crap, we would, but most people aren't entirely up to no good. We don't care about your porn history. It's right. Like, we've got it. But we don't care. And but there are those people that are definitively identified as threats. But he's like, look, once you got your social security number, it's like, that's all she wrote. So do whatever it is that you think no one knows where you're at. It's like, they know where you are. They know what you're up to. They know what you're doing, but nobody cares.
I was literally thinking about this just last night.
Yeah.
And I would be willing to bet that 99% of the people that are that concerned about the government having any information on them, one, they already do, and two, you are not near interesting enough for them to even care.
Not on the level that people are worried about.
No.
And then he told me, and he can never be specific, but he told me, like, the actual threats he deals with. I was like, oh, my God. He said, man, it's so much worse than you think.
Hey.
He's like, but look, don't worry about them having crap on it. They don't care.
Burlington, Vermont is introducing new ordinances in an effort to curb public nudity.
Why?
Side note.
Are they that ugly?
It just basically, they wanted to curb indecent exposure.
Okay, that's
the fact that they want to curb that in a place where nudity is legal. Just as long as you don't undress yourself in public, and I think you got to keep it away from schools and whatnot.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I mean, think about cigarettes. You can buy them there.
Sure.
But you can't go to a restaurant and smoke them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So where can you do this? It's just, what are the parameters
of
this, you know?
Yeah. And the fact that they're like, we should scale this back, tells me that we're not responsible with public nudity.
Like, if you go to a beach and you know that there's a nude area, you know that.
Yeah.
If you walk into Walgreens and someone's sitting there with a Johnson down, you're like, hey, whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
Right. And what's everybody's damn fascination with being naked all the time?
I don't think it's everyone's fascination. But the people that are fascinated with being naked are determined.
They're
going to be naked. Your rules be damned.
I'm going to be naked.
I'm going to walk my dog and flip-flop.
I came into this world naked. I will live in this world
That's
naked.
That's one thing about the Fremont Solstice. The bikers are done. It's 3 hours later. Why are you walking around with your
hanging out in a
coffee shop?
For real.
Like, they didn't bring clothes.
I know that, but you should have thought of
it. Go home first.
Here's some pants.
Keep a duffel bag somewhere.
Seriously, man. What are you going to stir your coffee with it?
Something on your back, man.
Nudity is better in numbers.
I'll give you that. You know,
yeah.
If you walk into a nude community, sure. You look like the odd man out.
Well, Miles always brings that up. But any other day of the week, if you walked into that same coffee shop with your junk out, they'd be like, "What are you doing?
What are you doing, man?"
But because it's that parade, there's so many nude people walking around. Safety in numbers.
My coffee place says dogs not allowed.
Yeah,
just because they've had fights in there.
Sure,
there dog fights. And you're like, dude, enough. We're just gonna cut it.
They have dog fights.
They didn't mean to, but someone brings in the back dog room. In, you know, and then you know, the next thing you know, man, they're throwing money and you know, game on.
What's right. the code word?
Right.
The Merriam-Webster word of the day. Flotsam.
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 Look at this flotsam lady.
Exactly.
It's kind of like debris.
Driftwood, another yeah. flotsam that washes onto the beach, yeah. Mm. It's just flotsam.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Flotsam.
I made this out of flotsam.
But one thing... Oh, Miles, I know what you're wondering. What's worse than spending 15 hours on a plane to a foreign country?
What is it?
I'll tell you at 5:50.
Thanks, our headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a man achieving his dream. Man, look, I don't care who you are. When you put in the work and you set your goal on something that most people do not think is attainable, right? I mean, you can be a movie star, athlete, you name it. When you achieve these things, it's worth rewarding. And in this case, 29-year-old man, he is a professional baseball player, but most recently he was pitching in the minor leagues for the St. Paul. Any guesses? Don't overthink it. St. Paul
Twins.
Saints.
Damn it.
I know. I thought this was like, really? Okay. So anyway, he was pitching for the St. Paul Saints. That is an affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. However, he was called up to the major leagues, not by the Twins, but by the 46 and 34 New York Mets. Keep in mind, he's also a left-handed pitcher, so that goes a long way. It's pretty cool for this guy, and today we just want to toast this guy, Mr. Dickie Lovelady. He's already a fan favorite of the Mets.
Buy the jersey.
He's been there about 36 hours, and like, his stuff is
Dickie
flying.
Lovelady.
Dickie Lovelady. That is the man's name, Dickie Lovelady. And look, I don't know who the guy is. I love him. I hope he has
Cy Young winner.
A spectacular career. Dickie Lovelady. Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.